last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Oh, light of Allah, you are our true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Last Savior, and I'm Bita, and I have the pleasure to be the host of today's episode. And today with me in the studio, here is Brother Alavian. Welcome, brother, to our studio, and assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for inviting me to your show. It's a pleasure to be here.
The last savior, Imam Mahdi Jalallah, the one that is actually a common belief in Abrahamic religions around the world. And when we go and dig throughout the history, we see like 124,000 prophets were sent in order to lead the human beings into the right path. And every one of these prophets actually has their own way and level of leading people into the right path. And some of them had their own books and so on. So the question here that comes to our mind is that there are some narrations that is talked like, for example, there is a new way and a new method of leading people despite the appearance of Imam Mahdi Jalallah. And there may be some doubts and misunderstanding of these narrations that, for example, maybe all of these is out of the traditions or superstitions that there is a new way out of Islam. So what is about the idea that Islam is the last and the most complete religion of all time?
This sort of questions and the questions like this refer to some of the narrations or hadith that says Imam comes with some new issues, a new book or a new sort of judgment, a new system of judgment, or if the translation goes well. It's a really important questions for those who are awaiting the Imam, that if he's going to bring a new religion, Or as it has been said, some can misuse this statement and say, okay, the religion of Islam is not going to be the last religion, and the Prophet is not going to be Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the last of the prophets.
Yeah.
So how can we understand and how can we collect between these controversial ideas? The answer to this question is that when it has been said that يَقُمُ الْغَامِ بِأَمْرٍ جَدِيدٍ وَكِتَابٍ جَدِيدٍ وَقَضَاءٍ جَدِيدٍ, there is no sign of saying that he is coming with a new religion. As again, in the same series of hadith, we have that actually a sort of reform is going to be given to the Islam. So it means, النَّدِينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Because when Imam alayhi salam himself comes and starts his mission and he announces in the house of Kaaba, announces his mission in Masjid al-Haram and says Baqiyatullah khayrun lakum in kuntum mu'minin, he recites the same verse of the Holy Quran, that is not going to bring any Quran, no. So what can you understand from these things that it says يَقُومُ الْقَامِ بِأَمْرٍ جَدِيدٍ, he comes with new book, new system of judgment. What happened? Is there going to be a new book? Actually, in none of the hadith sources or narrations in the realm of Mahdawiyya and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we can never ever find anything about a new religion. يَسْتَأْنِفُ الْإِسْلَامُ جَدِيدٍ means that he renovates Islam from deviations, whatever attacked Islam during these 1400...
The original form of our religion.
Definitely. We can make it more understandable for those who are listening to our discussion today.
Yeah.
We had the same thing from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. What did Imam Hussein alayhi salam say while he started his movement from Medina to Mecca and from Mecca to Karbala? He said, Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, إِنِّي لَمْ أَخْرُجْ أَشَرًا وَلَا بَطَرًا وَلَا مُفْسَدًا وَلَا ظَالِمًا وَإِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ لَطَلَبِ الْإِصْلَحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِي. I came to make some islah, that is reforms, in the nation of my grandfather.
Yeah.
So it means that there were some deviations and he comes to
correct,
make them right, to upright them.
Yeah.
So the same, we cannot see anything about a new religion to be said in these narrations. No, he comes with the same religion because Islam, and no one can change it. This is, we believe what the Quran that we have available and we have it at our hand is the book of Allah. There is no doubt in it. There is no distortion in this Quran. Never, ever.
Exactly.
So this book is going to be the base of judgment of Imam alayhi salam. So let's suppose that, for example, that the meaning that comes from these series of narrations means a new religion. How can we put it in next to the verses of the Quran that I said that Allah has sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his last prophet? So a new prophet is going to come. Then the gate of prophecy is still open.
Yeah.
Then people like leaders of Babiya and Baha'iya, the leaders of those so-called religions, I mean, gives an excuse to them to bring a new book and to, fake prophets will come again.
Exactly.
And will misuse the situation from what has been inferred from these narrations.
So, brother, let's keep our discussion here. We're going to go for a short break. Then we'll be back for the rest of our discussion.
مهدينا في الأزمان شعى ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ما ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شعى ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So, as my brother mentioned, we talked about the Amrun Jadid wa Kitabun Jadid that is mentioned in the narration. And we came to this point that it's actually the correction of all the deviations that are made to the religion and to the beliefs of people up to here during the history. And it doesn't mean that it will bring a new religion with itself.
Right.
And we came to this point of a new book. So if the Holy Quran is without any distortion throughout the history, so what does the new book mean here?
Yeah. As you beautifully summarized our discussion, we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran in verse 40 of Surah Al-Ahzab, Rasulullah wa khatam al-nabiyyin. He is the last of the prophets. This is a certain issue that has been declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no doubt in it that the deen, the religion in before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Islam, and there is no doubt on that. And the book before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine book before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Quran. Again, there is no doubt on that as well. So when it says that there is a book, a new book, there is a possibility of bringing the book in the same way that the verses of this divine book have been revealed to the Holy Prophet. Because we know that the book that we have at hand, I mean, it's available with us. This is a book that has been compiled and it has been put in some certain order that the companions after the Holy Prophet understood. But to put the book in the same way, based on the chronology that the verses actually were revealed and sent down to the Holy Prophet, this is something else. But this is not a new book in the sense that everything would be new and new verses will come. The book is the same, because if we talk about a new edition, we are expecting, for example, some changes in the verses. No.
Yeah.
But the order of verses that are going to be put next to each other might be different. I mean, for example, this verse has been revealed to the Holy Prophet in Mecca. I mean, the verses or the chapters that have been revealed in Mecca to the Prophet will come first, and then the verses and the chapters that came to the Holy Prophet in Medina. So the chronology, the time that they have been revealed to the Holy Prophet, that actually based on the Sha'n al-Nuzul, the place and time of their revelation to the Holy Prophet would be there.
I understand.
So this is a possibility or probability in this issue only.
So, brother, before talking about another possibility about the new book, let's go for a short break, then we're going to come back.
Okay.
feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is The Last Savior, and here Brother Alavian is talking about the concept of the new book that we had in the narration, and we talked about one possibility of this new book, which is reordering the Holy Book of Quran based on the Shanun Nuzul of every surah, and now we're going to talk about the next possibility, Brother.
Again, there is a possibility that when it is talking about a new book, it might be the new meaning and the new interpretation that is given to the same Quran. Look, the Quran that we have here at hand available, and all of us Muslims respect it, is the same words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have been revealed to the Holy Prophet and through the heart of the Holy Prophet have been declared to the humanity. But the problem is that, are we really acting upon the same verses of the Quran that even it is available today with us? Or no, in most of our societies, the Quran has been changed to, a certain holy and divine book that we do respect it, but we do not act upon that.
Yeah.
Like what? Like working on beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran rather than acting upon this holy and important book. Where in Quran can you find verses or surahs that tells you to be indifferent towards your brothers or sister in faith while they are being massacred in different parts of the world, specifically and namely in Palestine?
Yeah.
So is that sort of indifference you can understand from the verses of the Quran, or you know, based on the different rules and regulations that are available in the Quran, tells you no way you can be under the supervision or rulership of non-Muslims or disbelievers.
Yeah.
So this is in Al-Quran. So what happened that it became that much ordinary for us to follow the Quran that gives you a sort of izzah, self-esteem, but at the same time you are becoming a servant of the so-called superpowers?
Exactly.
Yes, this meaning of Quran is quite different. So when it is said that he comes with a new book, we believe this kind of book, that this kind of look or perspective or approach to the book that Imam is bringing Islam, as it has been said and mentioned by the Holy Prophet and in Al-Quran, inna din indallah al-Islam.
Yeah.
There is no doubt on that. When he comes with a new book, it means that there is a possibility of bringing the book of Al-Quran based on the order of revelation of the verses or chapters, or the kind of meaning and approach that Imam gives to the meaning and translation or even interpretation of the Quran, because he is the real interpreter of the Holy Quran.
Exactly.
لا يمسو إلا المطهرون. No one except the mutahharun, the purified one, can touch Al-Quran.
Yeah.
So he's the example and mustaq of those mutahharun that can approach and understand Quran best.
Thank you, brother, for your clarification about the narrations of the Amrun Jadid and Kitabun Jadid, which, if I want to give a brief summary of this topic that we talked in this episode, is that, first of all, we have to keep in mind that there is no new religion. It's just correcting old deviations. And another point is that about the new book, there are two possibilities. The first one was about the point that it is a reordering of actually the Holy Quran, which is available based on the order of revelation of the verses. And another one, it was actually a new interpretation and translation of the Holy Quran based on the fact that Imam Mahdi Jalallah is the true actually interpreter of the Holy Quran. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. It was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you, brother.
And
wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.